Blog Talk Radio.
And be glad in him. Amen. No matter what last week was about or what this week will be about, It's a great day in the kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We are still here on the earth. Our citizenship is still in heaven, and we're still living to glorify our Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And we're going to be good kids this week, aren't we?
Amen.
We're going to stay out of trouble, aren't we? Praise the Lord. I'm happy to hear that. You just don't know how happy I am to hear that. Amen. A special welcome to all of our first-time listeners. Welcome to Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. We are a local church assembly and an internet church in Jesus' name. We are Christian and Protestant and non-denominational and holy and loving and friendly and generous. Amen. We have the Spirit of Christ. We have unity. We have the Lord. And we pray that wherever you are, even if you're still rubbing sleep out of your eyes, thank you for joining us in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. I didn't hear my alarm go off this morning. I guess I was just too deep in sleep. So I woke up 2 hours later. But that's okay. I'm here in church and fully dressed with you. Amen? Praise the Lord. God is good. He will help you when you fall on your own face. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, some of us in life have this perfection issue. We want everything to be just so. It's got to be just like that. It can't be a little bit off here and a little bit off there. We just got to have it right on. Well, I have a recommendation for you today. Put that back on the cross where Jesus nailed it, okay? Put it right back on the cross so it can finish dying in you. There is no perfection here on this planet outside of God the Holy Spirit, amen? The rest of us are human, at least most of us are. And we are subject to failure. We are subject to imperfection. And that's the way it's going to be till we get up out of this planet, till the Holy Spirit takes us out of here. So if you just must have every little I dotted and T crossed and everything has to be perfect, feel free to go back to the foot of Calvary and turn it over and leave it there. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's just a little tidbit this morning before we get started. For those of you who are new to us, welcome in the name of the Lord. We would like for you to join us, if you are able to, on our website in our chat room. And our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up, even if you're on a cell phone, you just click across the banner. Now, if you're on a cell phone, first you're going to see a black banner with three white lines. That's the link, not the picture. It's the three white lines. That's the link. Hit the link and all the other links open up. If you're on a computer or that type of device, when the page comes up across the banner, you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Click that. See? That's all. Very simple. Click that. When the page changes, there'll be a place for guests. Click where it says guest. Then sign in with your name or your handle. Amen? And say hi to everybody, just like you would if you walked into a church auditorium. Amen? Amen. Into the church sanctuary, rather. There, that's better. Sign in. Say, good morning, saint. And everybody will say good morning back to you. Praise the Lord, because we are a loving family in Christ Jesus our Lord. So, we want you to know that we celebrate Holy Communion at the beginning of our services. We put Jesus first, and we pray that you do too. So we repent of our sins, everything that we have done or failed to do or did improperly that offended the Lord in any way. Amen? He loves us just as we are, but we know we're not perfect. So every Sunday when we come together, we tell the Lord the truth. We don't try to cover it up or hide it or pretend it didn't happen that way. Oh, yes, it did. You got offended and forgot to forgive? Well, now it's time to get that right. Amen? Amen. You know how easy it is to get offended. Just wake up and walk outside the door. That's about all it takes. Amen? So let's do a little better this week. Amen? Let's forgive before we open the door. Okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now that everybody's not afraid to admit that they're human, if indeed you are, praise the Lord. If you're a dog, that doesn't quite qualify, okay? Amen. I know you think you are, but there's a little difference. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we want to thank the Lord for every opportunity that we have to gather together and to praise him and to worship him. Oh, yes, I have another tidbit that I'm supposed to share. Thank you, Holy Spirit, before I get all into the sermon and forget about it. You know, the Lord told us a few weeks ago, or maybe it wasn't that long ago, that there were more blessings coming. Yes, there are more blessings coming. Don't just get one or two and say, okay, that's my blessing. No, keep your expectancy up. Keep your faith out there. There are some more blessings coming, and they're coming your way. They're coming your way. Now, this is the caution I want you to have. There are times the devil is sneaky when he will attempt to bring what appears to be a blessing from a source that's not God. Make sure that the source is actually the Lord. Well, how would I do that? You go to the Lord and have a conversation with him and say, Lord, is this you? If so, let me know so I'll understand that this is actually you. Because, you know, the devil would like nothing better than to get us off track. Amen? So make sure that the Lord is the source of the blessing. Amen? Because sometimes when you look at it, it doesn't look like he is. But ask him. He'll tell you. Amen? And he'll make it so clear to you that you know it's him. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay, that's it? That's it. Hot dog. See, I got all my announcements out. Praise the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Because the blood of Jesus Christ washes our sins away, and it covers all of our imperfection. We come before you, Lord, repenting of all that we have not, should have, and didn't do that was not pleasing to you. And we know what we did and didn't do. And if we forgot, please remind us. We want to keep the channel open between us. So we forgive all such as should be forgiven in Jesus' name, even when it's ourselves, when we need to forgive ourselves. If we listen to a voice that was not you and yielded to that voice, we repent right now in the name of Jesus, even if that voice was our own self and our own fear and our own rebellion and our own stubbornness. We repent of every single thing we've done, Lord. It's just not right with you. So we thank you for your forgiveness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your joy, for your love, for the word of God, for the armor of God, for your protection around us, Lord. Yes, be a fence all around us, Lord Jesus, every day, every single day. It's wild outside that door, Lord. All kinds of things are happening. But as long as you're with us, we know that it'll be okay, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for your protection over your people. We thank you for Psalm 91. No one else would have given us that but you. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for your warring angels. We thank you for your ministering angels. We thank you for your praising angels. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, for your love. It's how we live. It's how we breathe, the love of God. So we want to thank you, Lord, and we want to celebrate Holy Communion today, Lord, in honor of you. We want to celebrate Holy Communion in honor of you. So if you have your elements now, we will begin. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the very same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Partake of the bread. And after the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blood. Partake of the cup. Amen. Yes. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord. Yes, the Lord gives spankings. That we should not be condemned with the world. Amen. We don't want to go to hell. It's better to get a punishment and a spanking and a scolding than to go to hell, saints. It may not be pleasant at the time, but it's going to work righteousness in you as you go along. Amen. Correction doesn't feel fun, but it's good for you. Amen. Amen. It's good for you. You see, you don't want to wait till you get before the throne of God and he says, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. You don't want that to happen. So if you don't want that to happen, then you will welcome the correction of the Lord. Amen. He's putting you back in your lane. He's making you stronger. He's making you to understand that this is what is pleasing to the Lord and this is not. Amen? So if you have a pout about correction, unpout in Jesus' name. Amen? Praise the Lord. Just unpout. That's not godly. No pouting. No whining. No complaining. Amen. No sulking. None of that. You get in worse trouble doing that. So just don't do it, okay? Amen. So, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we live in a world which is filled with injustice. A third of all the children in the world's developing nations suffer from malnutrition. Many in what is called prosperous nations suffer as well. Almost 3 million children die each year from hunger. Father, we know that you care. We care too, but not as we should. Father, keep us from acting as the priest and the Levite, which passed by on the other side, leaving the wounded man to suffer and die. Father, keep us from becoming callous and looking away from the world's injustice. We want to see what you see and to feel what you feel. Help us to face the truth and to fight with you against injustice. Father, help us to shift our focus away from ourselves. Give us practical ways to help others whose situation is far worse than our own. Father, teach us to practice justice in even the smallest areas of our lives. Reveal to us the truth of our actions. Help us to see that our daily choices affect the lives of others. Lord Jesus, impart your attitude to us. Show us how to turn the other cheek when we are injured, for you will heal us. When we are treated unfairly, Lord, remind us of what you endured for us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. He is just so, even down to the itty-bitty, teeny-weeny little things, God is good. Amen. He is just so good. I had this little prayer, and it was a teeny-weeny prayer request in my heart, and the Lord fulfilled it this week. It wasn't something big and monumental. It didn't matter to anybody else on the planet but little me. But God did it anyway, and it was so special to me. Amen?
Amen.
And I pray that you allow the Lord to do these kinds of things for you. I pray that you live a life so pleasing to him that every day you see the joy that he has in you. Amen? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, hold on. The Holy Spirit says that I have to tell you something. The Father wants you to know just how much he loves you. He wants you to know it, not just think it in your thoughts. He wants you to know it. Deep, deep, deep inside. So when calamity should come, up springs up, the Father loves you. The Father himself loves you. He loves you. You see, saints, it's one thing to think it. It's another thing to know it. He wants each of us to know it, to know it better than we know our own name, to know it so deep in ourselves that nothing ever moves it. We cannot be separated from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. Even if we decide to go to hell, the Father will love us while we are in hell. Even if we completely reject him, he will love us. He will never stop loving us. There is nothing we can do to make him not love us. He chose by an act of his will to love us. And he doesn't just love us as a group. He loves us individually, person for person, saint for saint, soul for soul, life for life. Every life is precious to him. Every person is precious to him. He holds you in his heart. He doesn't expect you to be perfect 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. No, he loves you right where you are. He watches you grow. He watches you make mistakes. He watches every single thing you do. And he knows everything about you. So feel free to open up all those little areas that you keep bottled up to yourself. And when you come into your prayer closet, open those bottles up and pour them out before him. Amen? Open them up and pour them out before him. He's waiting to receive what they have. But you say, Lord, it's stinky in this bottle. It's not nice. And he says, my son died for that. Pour it out. But there's hurt in this bottle. I don't want to open it. And he says, pour it out. My son died for that. The blood stripes are for that. But you say, over here are some bad memories. He says, pour them out. He already knows. He already knows. And he's healing your pain and suffering. But over here, I was neglected and I was abused and I was treated wrong and they did me an injustice. He said, pour it out. My son lived through that for you. Pour it out. But over here, I have some nice things, God, things I'm proud of. Pour it out. Pour it all out. But over here, I got this right, Lord. Pour it out. Pour it all out before him. Don't withhold anything from him, for he withheld nothing from you. Amen? Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this word to us this morning. You came to touch our hearts and our lives. You came to get our attention. Thank you for speaking to us. We are not going to keep our bottles all stopped up. We're going to pull the cork out and pour it out before you. We're not going to be ashamed anymore. We're not going to be afraid anymore. We're just going to be open and honest with you. We're going to face the truth. And we're going to rejoice in the love that you have for us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Wasn't that sweet of the Lord? Wasn't that so sweet? Amen. He's so good. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, and orders. And we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous, in Jesus' name. Oh, we take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. Amen. It all belongs to Jesus. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. Amen. We don't just show up to church with religion. No, we have a true and living relationship with our Lord and Savior. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan, with his deception, with his power, and with his agents in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones, and we bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong men and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, amen, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, listening, reporting, watching, peeping, whispering, surveillance demons in Jesus' name. All the surveillance demons, we blind you, we deafen you in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no right. You're trespassing in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all electronic and digital and technology demons and their attacks, all electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attack, techno-paganism. It's paganism. Mm-hmm. Mind control by the occult. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the major media outlets and their mind control over the people of God in Jesus' name. We strip their mind control out of us in the name of Jesus. All the lies that they tell us, all the commercials with all the deception and all of the sin, everything on YouTube that's not of Jesus Christ, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Come out of God's people. You have no right to be in God's people. All of the video games, all of the electronic, all of those ads that you put everywhere that we didn't ask for, we bind them in the name of Jesus, and we strip them away from us in the name of Jesus Christ. Your filth and corruption, we want nothing to do with, Satan, in the name of Jesus. All your invasive ways, even changing the technology and changing the words that people use to describe simple things that God has established in the Bible, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and we strip your works away from us in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of God's people. Phrases that we hear as we shop in the store, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have any right to be in us. We're filled with his grace, his power, and his glory. We're filled with the love of God, not with the corruption of the world. We've been separated from the corruption of the world in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command the corruption of the world to be bound in Jesus' name and to come out of us right now. Everybody, cough it out. In Jesus' holy name, let all the worldly corruption that's attempted to lock itself into our souls and to lodge itself into our minds and to cling to us to come out of us now in Jesus' name. All worldly corruption, we curse you to destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind rape and murder to its strong man. Yes, we do, in the name of Jesus Christ. Even murder verbally. Gossip, we bind you in Jesus' name. False accusations, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Lies and deception and delusions. And illusions, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. You have no right to be there. Even false reports. False reports even at the doctor's office. False COVID reports. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Oh, all the fear, all the fear, all the fear is bound in Jesus' name. All the fear from every place. You insidious demon, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. Every fear. We We choose faith in Jesus Christ. The overcomer lives in us, and he will cause us to overcome in every situation in life. We are overcomers in Jesus Christ our Lord. We are overcomers in Jesus Christ our Lord. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you. We want to thank you. We bind the pride. We bind Leviathan spirits and their attacks. No, you can't have our humility. We've laid before the Lord and called for humility. We're having humility, not pride, in Jesus' holy name. We bind Kundalini spirits, false religious devils in the name of Jesus Christ, trying to fake being the Holy Spirit. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind all the voices of Kundalini in Jesus' name. We bind your psychic attacks in the name of Jesus Christ. No, that wasn't a vision from God. That was a vision from a religious devil. We bind you. Come out of God's people in Jesus' name. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Come out of God's people. All of false visions, false dreams, false words, false ministry, false everything. It's not real. It's not God. It's a demon. It's just a demon. And we have power and authority over the demons in Jesus' name. We forbid that spirit to attack us again in the name of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter how nice our friend is that we love. We're not receiving that spirit from them in Jesus' holy name. We're sticking to the truth of the King James Version of the gospel, and that's the way it is in the name of Jesus. We bind all water and marine spirits in their attacks, sex devils in their attacks. Satan, sex is not all there is. Your misuse of the gift of God will cost you, not just because you've been thrown out of heaven. It'll cost you for eternity. Your manipulation of the lives of people that God loves in this area will cost you. And it will not all wait until the end. You will suffer now in Jesus' holy name. Father, we ask for the people that are bound by sex sin, for you to set them free in Jesus' holy name. Jesus died on the cross for them to be set free. We ask you, Father, to release them from their bondage in Jesus' name. Release them from their bondage in Jesus' name. Bring them to the foot of the cross, Lord, and release them. Set them free from their bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. They are those who want to be free but don't know how to be free. They don't know anybody they can confess to. They don't know anybody that will help them. And they are so ashamed and so trapped. But, Lord, you have places where people can receive help. Lead them to the place, Lord, that you have for them. In Jesus' holy name. Sexual sin in the marriage bed. Perversion, perversion, perversion. Forcing upon a partner what a partner knows is wrong. Forcing upon a spouse what a spouse knows is not right. And insisting on having your own filthy way. We bind those devils in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. No one must submit to uncleanness in Jesus' name. No one must submit to uncleanness in the name of Jesus Christ. It is sin in the name of Jesus Christ. It is sin. Lord, cleanse the marriage bed in Jesus' holy name. Cleanse the marriage bed in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank you for your judgment of the righteous judge in the marriage bed. In the name of Jesus Christ, We bind all passive devils. You can't be passive about that. You got to speak out because you know your conscience is bothering you. You got to open your mouth in Jesus. If you got to go to the Bible and read a scripture first, you got to say, this is not of Jesus. This is not of God. I did not learn this in Christ. It's the devil. And the devil cannot have me in Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. They leave, let them go. Better for you to enter into heaven than to go to hell with them. In Jesus' holy name, the Lord will provide for you. He provides for birds and squirrels and earthworms. Surely he can handle you. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. And you see what the earthworms do? They wiggle around in the earth. You do far more. Amen. He'll take care of you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't be afraid to stand up against wrong and sin. It's Jesus in you causing you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Don't let people abuse you that way. You have rights before the throne of God. Call on the name of Jesus and ask him to come to your rescue, and he will. Amen. Hallelujah. We bind all sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, pain, afflicting spirits, sorcery devils, seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits, and their attacks. All the voices of the stranger and their attacks. All targeted radio frequency, all pulse weapons and their attacks. All microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequencies and their attacks. The voices of the stranger and the charmers we bind in Jesus' name. We bind all EMF attacks, all 5G, everything coming off the tower and the satellites. We bind those attacks in Jesus' name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art. You don't like witchcraft? Well, stop trying to befriend it by being with the people to do it. You don't like witchcraft, then stay away from the people that practice it in Jesus' holy name. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind the Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Caribbean, Latin American, wherever it comes from, indigenous persons, Rukoto, and tribal groups as well. Wherever it is, we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ, all black and white magic. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal form, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in the American culture. We bind hyperactivity, racing mind, inattention, and impulsivity in Jesus' name. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that's been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect. We bind all satanic ritual abuse devils, all oral and anal copulation devils, all satanic worship and witchcraft dedications in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Trapping them into their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the grove and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you in Jesus' name. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, divide, corrupt, confound, undermine, attack, reproach, despise, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attack senders according to the covenant. We return to the sender according to the covenant all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us. All astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person, no unrighteous event left behind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all vampire spirits, and we bind the spirit of the fool. We bind the carnal mind, all hoodoo, voodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors in Jesus' name, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit and the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe, fantasy, rukosa, la-la land, rukosa, insanity. We bind you in Jesus' name. All antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, bio-PK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards. We bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the king of pride in the name of Jesus and his entire kingdom. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Mammon, Apollyon, Zeus, Python, and Molech. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, designs, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources in Jesus' name. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, intent, and work, even the work of the Demole and their Rus-affiliated organizations in Jesus' name. Eastern Star, we bind you in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We renounce and denounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft back on their own heads as well as their mind control. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary. We ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for all who are in authority and kings, and all true Christians everywhere, but especially those that are persecuted. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. Father, we cut ourselves free from every demonic connection that we have ever had since conception in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic connection that we've ever had since conception, we cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord. We tear down and destroy all walls of protection around witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, shamanists, sorcerers, and divinators in Jesus' name. We break the power of every hex, every vex, every curse, love spells, spells of all kinds, charms and fetishes, all witchcraft, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, every form of mind control, sorcery, magic, voodoo. Saints, why don't you ask the Lord to show you what forms of mind control you're exposing yourselves to? It's a simple question, and he will answer you. Amen? Amen. He will answer you. And also, those of you who think that you're supposed to pick up this prayer, our opening prayer, and pray it by yourself, well, guess what? You will get the warfare that comes from doing that. The Lord didn't tell you to do it. No one in the leadership of this ministry did either. You're out there on your own and out of your own lane. We pray this prayer as the body of Christ. You are not me, and you are not Dr. Pat Holliday. Please know that. Amen. You're still you. So we pray this when we are together on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays. Amen. We do it together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me of that. We break the power of all brain frequency meditation. Even that rhythmic beat that's in some of the songs that's just not right, it's a devil beat. It's not a Jesus beat. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. Isha dadadio, the web dadadio, mind control through music. Isha dadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad sucking that stuff in like air. And the Lord says, get that out of your life. Get it out of your life now. Guard your heart with all diligence. Amen. We bind all incantations, chanting, ungodly blessings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, incense, candle burnings, tribal rituals, sins, and we agree with our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, saints, what they used to do is when it was time to get a hit record and the record was cut, they would take it certain places, and witches, warlocks, and wizards would do all of their witchcraft on it for it to be a hit. And they still do that, you know, by the way. And that's how it got to be a hit, through witchcraft. And then you're running out with your little hard-earned dimes and nickels or somebody else's buying a work of witchcraft, and you don't know it. And then you're just sitting there shaking your head, oh, yes, this is great, and the demons are coming in by the flood. So you can repent and ask the Lord to deliver you. He will be happy to do that. Amen, and we're in agreement with your repentance. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. You know, when you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do better. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we do dumb things in life. And by the way, if you're out there dating somebody that's of another religion, a.k.a. cult, it's not Christianity, and you know it's not Christianity. But you like so-and-so, and you're going to date them. Well, you just keep that right up, okay, because you just got yourself cursed. That's a curse that comes on you. You're a Christian, and you're out there dating somebody from something that's just not holy. It's not of Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, the one that actually did hang on the cross. He's a Buddhist. and you like him, and you don't care that he's a Buddhist, he likes you, and you like him, and da-da-da-da-da. Well, you brought curses on yourself, and they're going to manifest. And you can lay there and pray, oh, Jesus, I bind the curses, and then you're going to do a bit of good because you're in sin. Got it? It's called idolatry. Amen? You put the relationship and your friendship and your feelings and what you think you want ahead of Jesus Christ and what the Word of God says. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. That's what the Bible says. No other God. Praise the Lord. The Bible is replete all throughout the Bible. There are certain kinds of people we can't associate with. They can't be in our close inner circle. Why? Because their demons and their sins will traffic to us through that soul tie. There are groups of people in the Old Testament that the Lord had the Israelites to go in and destroy everything. Everybody, the women, the children, the animals, everything. They were just that full of the devil. Lord says, no, you can't stay in the land. So he just wiped the whole group of people out. Not because he didn't care about the people. Yes, he cared. But they've gone too far. And you can go too far. You can go too far. There have been people that were Christians as young people. And they got older, and they weren't discerning. They didn't go ask the Lord, Lord, do I have permission to date this person? Do I have permission to associate with this person or affiliate with this person? No, you just went out behind your flesh doing whatever you felt you could do. And you ended up in a mess and a trap. Some people have ended up being sacrificed as a witchcraft ritual behind that foolishness. You're dating some man and you think he's great and you have no idea that he's actually a warlock. I have talked to people since I have been in ministry that have dated people, and as she was telling me about it, I said, do you understand what that man was telling you? She said, what? I said, don't you understand what he just said to you? You just related it to me. He said he's not like other people. What he's telling you is he's not human. He's a walk-in. What's a walk-in? Well, you might want to go in the archives and ask the Holy Spirit to take you where you need to go. It means it's a human body. And the real person is either bound up down in the midst of that person, and this demon spirit has taken over and is operating through the life of that person. Or it became a corpse at some point. And as that spirit was leaving, the evil spirit came in and took over. So you can't just date and talk to and grin in the face of any and everybody that looks right to you. At some point, every single thing of your life, every single aspect has to come before God and get his permission first. And until you start to live that way, you're going to keep falling into ditches. The good thing is you're listening someplace today where we'll help you out of the ditch if you sincerely want out. But there are fewer and fewer of us on the planet. You need to call on the name of Jesus. You need to ask him to change you because you need changing. You are slipping away into hell, and you act like you don't know it. You're sitting there in this relationship with a wicked and an evil person, and you act like it's okay. Well, guess what? God doesn't think so. And since his opinion is the one that matters, it's time for change to come to you. Amen. It's time for change to come to you. You see, the decisions that you make every single day either bring you closer to the kingdom of God and going into heaven or closer to going to hell. It's your choice. Every single day you make these choices, and every single day that's how it works out. You have to choose Jesus every day. It's not a, okay, I said that 10 years. No, no, it's every single day. You have to choose to live for Jesus. And, yes, it's going to cost you something. It cost him everything to give you the opportunity. You shouldn't waste your opportunity. You may not get another one. Amen? So today, we're going to talk about, all right, here it is over here. We're going to talk about what the Lord says we're going to talk about. Amen? We're going to talk about what he said we're going to talk about. Geared to fulfill. Praise the Lord. Amen. There we go. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning with verse 1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Well, they're here. They have arrived. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness. I want you to know these people that God's talking about, he says they have a form of godliness. They project righteousness outwardly, but denying the power thereof. They deny the true power of God. And what are you supposed to do about it? From such, turn away. So now you have an entire category within these five verses of people that can't be in your inner circle. Not if you want to live righteous and holy. They've been eliminated just by these scriptures, not to mention all the others. If you're dating somebody and you all are not married and they want to engage in sexual relations and they say they're a Christian, you got to run. Take your phone, block their phone number, erase them out your phone, and that's the end of that. No more communication, no more contact. You don't have to explain yourself, just leave. You don't have to send a text saying, well, the reason I know, you don't have to do any of that. Just shut it down. It's just that simple. You don't have to send any pigeon or anything. They come to your house, don't answer the door. Simple. That's not hard. They catch you on the street, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you anymore. Goodbye. And you move it. Put them feet to move. It's just that cut and dry. That's the difference between you going to heaven and going to hell right there on the spot. It's just that serious. Amen. What are you supposed to do about these kinds of people? From such, turn away. It's your responsibility to turn away and stay that way. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we all clearly understand what the Lord is saying. This is nothing to play with. Nothing to play with at all. Is your life geared around you and yours only? Is it? In these last days, it is challenging to be a real Christian. You see, most people only love their own lives and their money. They scorn God and turn their faces away from those who would serve him. They are vain and extremely proud. Their boast is what they have and what men think of them. Children have become arrogant, haughty, disobedient, ungrateful for all that their parents have done for them. They take it all for granted and demand even more. People are stubborn and hard-headed. They demand their own way, nor do they care who they run over to get their way. Despite the fact that the world does not revolve around them, they insist that it will. Thus, we have the cancel culture. The cancel culture, for those who have not heard, is a form of ostracism, exclusion, banishment, and shunning, in which persons are forcibly excluded from social, political, professional, or other groups and circles via social media or in person. Those who do not fit the desired norms are canceled. Jesus didn't cancel them. Somebody else thought they was Jesus. You know, they thought they was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and they can cancel somebody else. It is the popular form of discrimination. That's what it is. Same demons, new signage. Same old rejection devils. Same old, same old. This called out culture seeks to boycott or shun those who are deemed to have acted or spoken in an unacceptable manner. Those people need to be careful, because whatsoever you sow, that also shall you reap, sinner or saint. The present culture of this world consists of liars who lie 92% of the time. You'll see many of them on the news. Many are troublemakers while pretending to be helping the public, like Mr. Fauci. Many of this culture think nothing at all of immorality, and if you suggest that they consider another option, such as celibacy, they will respond that they can't live like that. I didn't really want to tell him that, Lord. He says to tell you. I've dropped more than one boyfriend over that one. Amen. These folk will betray anyone for personal advantage. Anyone. That's what Judas did. He betrayed Jesus for personal advantage. That's what he did. Many are hot-tempered and gushing over with stinking pride. These folk display pure contempt for those who dedicate themselves to live as God commands. They freeze bank accounts. They bash the windows of the truckers. They arrest the persecuted. They pass unrighteous laws, they lie, steal, and yes, they will break into your home and confiscate any information that will prove how evil they are. They will use the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, and any entity that will serve their evil purposes. These people are having parties without masks while they order mandates for the rest of us. Only God actually knows all that Hunter Biden has really done. Yes, They show up to a church and keep their names on a church roll, but they don't really believe the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They are just, what one person said, good Catholics, and some of them not Catholics. You know, like Nancy Pelosi. The Bible says, from such, turn away. Turn away. Perhaps the Pope should read this and repent. Say, we are here to live our daily lives so that people will see our good works and glorify our Heavenly Father. Amen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Lest you think I'm telling a lie, here is the scripture, and there are many to confirm it. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men. What light? The light of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, in you. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. This is how we are to live. Amen? Amen? So you see, saints, we are living in a time when people's lives are centered around self, around their desires, around their plans, focused on their enjoyment. Lives completely centered around our future, our family, our friends, our homes, our job, our happiness, our satisfaction. Are you like this? Because if you are, Jesus is challenging you to change. He's challenging you to change. Everything geared to please self. Many Christians are just like this. Yes, they attend church regularly, but they hate every sermon which uncovers and sheds light on their sin and selfishness. They despise conviction of sin in their lives. They are so childish that they take personal affront with the minister. They are so offended. Well, saints, this is not how Jesus lived on earth. Jesus emptied himself of all his own agenda. Self had to die. Self had to die. We are called to be transformed into the image of Christ. Don't be fooled. There is no way that you can have Christ in you, the hope of glory, and walk in the Spirit without a total commitment to obedience and submission to the will of God. Let me say that again. Don't be fooled. There is no way that you can have Christ in you, the hope of glory, and walk in the Spirit without a total commitment to obedience and submission to the will of God. There is no way that you can have a full demonstration of the power of God in your life until you are willing to empty yourself of self. There is no other way. There's no shortcut. Amen. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, speaking of Jesus, speaking of our Lord, but I say my name, but I must decrease. He must increase in me, and I must decrease. And I have to keep on decreasing, and he must continually increase in me. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. This is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, changed from what you were to what Jesus has called you to be, by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Your life should be proof of what the will of God is. Living proof. That's what your life should be like. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. That's right. Crucifixion is a slow, agonizing process to death. It's slow, it's painful, and it's agonizing. It's humiliating. It's serious suffering. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. He's increased, I decrease. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live how? By my own strength and by what I've done and by what I have and by my reputation and on and on and on. No. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen? The road which Jesus walked to Calvary was not easy. The victory he won for us was not easy. It cost him everything. He struggled. He prayed. He wrestled. He fasted. He agonized. He submitted. He obeyed. He fulfilled his destiny. Second Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Second Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Okay, I'm going to back up into chapter 6, and then I'm going to come forward to chapter 7. I'm starting with verse 14. I'm starting with 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, and I'm coming forward. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. If he's a Buddhist or a Hindu, he's an unbeliever, what are you doing with it? If she is a Muslim, what are you doing with her? You're a Christian. Why did you bother to say hello? If you weren't witnessing, why'd you open your mouth? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, with an unbeliever? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith who? The Lord. And touch not the unclean thing. No uncleanliness here. And I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith who? Saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore, chapter 7, verse 1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. You see, there is a difference in having a friend who has another faith, and the purpose for the friendship is to lead that one to Jesus. And usually those are the same gender friendships. I've had a friend like that. I was taking a class, and the lady wanted to continue taking the classes when I was tired of taking them. But I said, no, this person needs to be led to the Lord. So I befriended the person. But it was after I'd had several discussions with Jesus Christ, you see, not before. I had a go-ahead to do that. We had something in common. We shared the same birthday. That was enough. She went to church and she read her Bible, but she didn't really know Jesus. So I invited her out for a thing or two, and we became friends to the point, and I kept asking, Lord, well, is this the, he said, just be patient, I'm working on it. So I waited, and I kept being her friend. And the day came when she called me one day at home and said, you know, I'm having a problem finding a job. I said, okay, let's pray. But I didn't start by praying for the job. I started by leading her to Jesus Christ in prayer. Then I prayed for the job. See, I had to wait for my opportunity to come, but it came. And she came into the kingdom. That's a lot different from he has goo-goo eyes for you and you have goo-goo eyes for him, and you know that that don't work. You know it from the get-go. You know it. You already know it. You're just ignoring it and overlooking. Why? Because you want to do what you want to do because that's what you want to do. And my biological clock is running out. My dear, you have eternity to live. What clock are you talking about? God invented time. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think according to the power that worketh in you. Did you get that part?
Yeah.
Well, Pastor Sabrina, what's happened to you? Oh, you're prying into my personal business, are you? Well, since you did, let me answer you. I gave up having a natural family to do the will of God. It was one of the things that had to be put aside while I pursued the kingdom of God and its righteousness. However, now I have more spiritual children than I ever would have had natural ones. I have been rewarded for my diligence, for my faithfulness, for my commitment to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
And my blessings haven't just started. They've been running a long time, and I have a whole lot more of them to receive, not just in this life, but once I'm gone. No, I will not be sending any postcards. Amen. I'll be too busy for that. I have more spiritual children than I could have ever imagined having natural ones. And am I happy? Yes, I am. Am I fulfilled? Yes, I am. Am I content? Yes, I am. Amen. So now, did you get the point? Amen. Amen, amen, amen. You see, God is not a liar. He knows what to do with his people. He knows what really pleases us. He knows that once we're in his will, we will be the happiest people that there are. James chapter 1, verse 27. James chapter 1, verse 27. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep yourself unspotted from the world. You know, there are a lot of fatherless people. I want you to remember that neither you nor anyone else has a right to call them a thug or a whore. They didn't get the right direction. If they went off the path, pray for God to get a hold of them. God is in control of the parenthood ministry. He initiated it. He created it. He originated it. He can handle it. The Bible says when your mother and father forsake you, the Lord himself will take you up. Ask the Lord to take them up. Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. So you say you're abiding in Christ. You're a Christian. You have the Holy Spirit. Then you ought to walk as Jesus walked. Try that measuring rod. You ought to be walking as he walked. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone who claims to be a Christian should live their daily lives as Jesus did. This is one way to know if you are indeed a Christian or not. It is one thing to repeat the sinner's prayer. It is quite another thing to live your daily life as Jesus lived his. Let me give you an example. Let's go to Luke 10, beginning with verse 30. Luke 10, beginning with verse 30. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. Didn't say he was doing anything bad. He just fell into their company. They came to get him, okay? Which stripped him of his clothing, of his raiment, and wounded him. They beat the man up and departed, leaving him half dead. He was assaulted. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he made it his business to pass by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, a priest, amen, a Levite, born to do certain things for God, when he was at the place, came and looked at it. Came and looked at it, and then passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, you see, Samaritans were half-breed. They were half-Jewish and half-whatever. You know, like dogs, we call them mongrels. They're part some thoroughbred and the rest no bread. As he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wound, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an end and took care of him. And on the morrow, the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. So now Jesus asks a question. He says, now of these three, thinkest thou, was the neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Who do you think was his neighbor? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Amen? It's a blessing to live a life that's pleasing to God. At the end, you won't be ashamed. Amen? At the end, you will not be ashamed. Most Christians do not realize that there is indeed a price to pay. And there are many commitments to make in following Jesus. There are new Christians who do not realize nor understand that salvation is far more than simply confessing some words. You know, they tell them, all you have to do is say, I'm sorry. No, my dear, there is far more to it than that. That's just the beginning. True conversion from sinner to saint is completely and totally forsaking self and self-will and living only to do God's will. And living only to do God's will. Luke chapter 14, verse 33. Luke chapter 14, verse 33. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath cannot be my disciple. There have been some people that thought that meant they needed to sell their house, sell their car, sell all their clothes, and blah, 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 blah. But you'll find as this sermon proceeds that there's something more that Jesus is looking for than that. It may not be required that you sell your house, sell your clothes or your car or any of that. What does God want from you? That's the question. Ah, yes, that's the question. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38. Matthew chapter 10, verse 38. He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Not worthy. Do you want to be counted not worthy on that day? I don't think so. Amen. Matthew 26, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, this is how Jesus sounded when he prayed. O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Not as I will, but as thou wilt. Luke, the Gospel of Luke. Chapter 22, verse 42. Luke, chapter 22, verse 42. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 30. John, chapter 5, verse 30. I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just. Why? Because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. But the will of the Father which hath sent me. Sometimes we can't wait to go someplace, but don't go anyplace God's not sending you, please. If God himself is not sending you, then why are you going? Amen. Mark chapter 8. Mark chapter 8, beginning with verse 34. Mark chapter 8, beginning with verse 34. And when, speaking of Jesus, he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself. Let him deny himself. It does not say let him put his house on the market without Jesus telling him that. No, it says let him deny who? Himself. And take up his cross, whatever it is God would have him to do, and follow me. That's what he said. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. You want to hold on to this good life that you think is so great, and now you finally have achieved what you wanted to achieve, and now you got your chest all out and you're boasting and you got it going, I got news for you. Well, I'm about to retire, and I've got this, and my portfolio says this, and my retirement says this, and I'm getting ready to go on a cruise, and I'm and just on and on and on you go. Let me say this one more time from Mark 8:35. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel. You know, the Coptic Christians will not declare you a martyr until they discover if you actually died for the cause of Christ, not just a Christian that happened to die. You, in order to be called a martyr, they're very specific and they're very detailed. You have to have died for the cause of Christ. Then they will call you a martyr. Amen? Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel, the same shall save it. Amen. I remember when people used to taunt me because I paid tithes all the time. It didn't matter if that was all I had or not. You've given the church all your money. And blah, 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 and on and on and on and on. Of course, these were people who didn't tithe. They were just on the church roll. They didn't tithe, you see. And on and on and on and that. And the church don't really need that. I heard from one of them ushers that counts the offering, blah, 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 blah. So they don't tithe, you see. But then, you know, I told you the truth about my washing machine and dryer, that they lasted for 35 years, the same washer and same dryer. You want to know how many times they've changed washer and dryer? A lot more than me. You see, it pays to obey the Lord. Yes, we prayed over the tithes this morning. We do it every Sunday in the local church. Yes, we do pray over your tithe, in case you were wondering. It pays to obey God. You just can't, You can't beat God. You know, when I was a little girl, they used to sing this song in church that you can't beat God's giving no matter how you try. The more you give, the more he gives to you. Just keep on giving, because it's really true that you can't beat God's giving no matter how hard you try. You see, it's not all about money. I heard a testimony the other day about a lady whose grandchild suddenly became sick, and they had to rush her to the emergency room, and the child almost died. But she called every prayer warrior she knew, and she called on the name of Jesus. And she told that COVID pneumonia spirit to get up out of her grandchild in Jesus' holy name. There are things money can't get you, dear. It's better to live for Jesus and to do it his way, not your way. Amen? To walk the road of obedience to the will of God, you must be willing to empty yourself. Well, what do you mean, Pastor? In other words, to lose sight of your own agendas for Christ and the gospel. Do you realize what that means? You must be willing to ignore, disown, and lose sight of yourself and your own interests, and abandon yourself to do the will of God. You know, if the will of God is for you to stay married to that person, because God knows in the end they're going to turn, then you'd be wrong to go file for divorce. That doesn't apply to everybody, but it does apply to some people. There is a time to part, and God will let you know what time it is if you want to know the truth. Amen? After all, he's God. Let me clarify this while we're on this subject. Everybody that marches down to an altar with a clergyman and gets married was not joined by God. Let's get it straight. I've seen two of the same gender in a park here in Jacksonville with a clergyman, and the people were running away from it. And I'm going, where is everybody going? And they just couldn't even tell me. They were just shaking their heads. I'm like, what's going on? And I walked a little further, and I went, oh, my goodness. And I went right back up there where they were selling that goat soap, and I got some goat soap and left. You understand? That was enough. That's it. That was the end of my little shopping spree that day. No, I wasn't going any further. No. Just in case the ground opened its mouth and swallowed the whole thing live, I wasn't going to be there. And some of you need to have the same attitude. God did it once, he can do it again. I was in a hurry to find my car that day. And I do mean I was. You see, you have to lose sight of what you think is so important. You can't have idolatry. You can't have something ahead of Jesus. That's not going to work. You must rid yourself of all thoughts and all desires and all activities that hinder you from doing God's will. Whatever his will for you is, that's what you must do. Not his will for your neighbor, his will for you. If his will for you is to become a business person and work in the marketplace, why are you trying to go to seminary to make yourself a preacher? That would be out of the will of God for you. Amen? You must do what God's will is for you, not his will for someone else. And you must seek him to discover what his will for you is. No, he does not download it or upload it all at once. That's not his program. You get it little by little by little. And you must trust him to get what you do get. You got to use faith. If you're not filling yourself daily with the Holy Scriptures, you're missing building faith. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. It comes by putting the word of God in you, believing the word, and trusting the God of the word. It's not just going to drop on your head. Amen. Let's get that straight. Hallelujah. You see, you must be willing to say, not my will, but your will, Father, be done in me. For I am not my own. I was bought with a price, the precious blood of Jesus Christ. You must empty yourself of your desires and your own selfish plans and your own self-will. You must empty yourself of reliance on your own strength. I can do it. Okay. Then you're not trusting the Lord yet. You must empty yourself of your spiritual pride. Well, I work hard and I studied and I this and that, and look at where I am now, and God is doing this through me. You need to get back on your faith. You must empty yourself of your spiritual pride and your desire for recognition and praise. And your desire for recognition and praise. Hallelujah.
Saints, it's real.
Jesus didn't come to play church today. He came for the hearts of his people. He didn't come to play church. He's not church playing Jesus. No, he's not trying to see if anybody fried any chicken or fixed any sweet potato pies or any of that. He didn't ask how much money you raised at the car wash if you had one. He's come for the hearts of his people. You have longed for sweet peace and for faith to increase and earnestly, fervently pray. But you cannot have rest or be perfectly blessed until all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart does the spirit control. You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and soul. Oh, we never can know what the Lord will bestow of the blessings for which we have prayed, till our body and soul he doth fully control, and our all on the altar is laid. Who can tell all the love he will send from above, and how happy our hearts will be made? Of the fellowship sweet we shall share at his feet when our all on the altar is laid. Is your all on the altar of sacrifice laid? Your heart, does the spirit control? You can only be blessed and have peace and sweet rest as you yield him your body and so, stand for the benediction. Amen. Father, we thank you for this word today. The sword of the Spirit is sharper than any two-edged sword. It cuts asunder everything that ought to be severed. We thank you for your word coming into our hearts, Lord, and for clearly discerning what is you and what is not. We give you praise. Now let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. And the church said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor loves you. Stay out of trouble and obey Jesus. Amen. Amen.